It's Morning Edition on WILL. Good morning, I'm Brian Moline. The Chicago Cubs are back in the Major League Baseball playoffs for the first time since 2008. Here to talk about it with us is Brett Taylor from the website Bleacher Nation that covers all things Cubs. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. And let's talk a little bit about this season for the Cubs. I think most people expected the Cubs to be improved this year quite a bit from last season, but I don't know if a lot of people expected 97 wins out of this team, Brett.
I think that's spot on. You know, if you'd had anybody telling you before the season that this team was going to win 97 games, you probably would have slapped that person and never spoken to them again or trusted their opinion, because that's how unlikely it was. But certainly we anticipated this to be a better Cubs team, a lot of young talent. And certainly that is the type of team that sometimes explodes to the upside. But This was something truly special.
What do you think has been the biggest key to the improvement, Brett? We've seen certainly a player who's favored to win Rookie of the Year in Chris Bryant. The Cubs have a Cy Young contender in Jake Arrieta. But is there anything you can point to as to why they've improved so much this year?
It's always tough to, you know, pinpoint one thing, because so many things had to go well for the Cubs to be this strong. But if you tried to put a label on it, I think you'd probably say it had something to do with so much of the young talent coming together at the same time and finding early success. That was the only way this was going to happen for this Cubs team this year, and it's rare. It's really, really rare to have four, five, six young guys all put together, thoroughly solid seasons all at the same time.
And it's interesting as well, Brett, that you've got the Cubs in the National League Central Division that has the teams with the three best records in Major League Baseball. This is pretty unprecedented, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is the second time in history that you, in divisional play, that you've had three teams with more than 95 wins, and it's the first time in history that the three teams in the same division have had the three best records in baseball. So I guess that was kind of bum luck for the Cubs and the Pirates too to pick this year to be so great.
And I guess on the other hand, I think the other time that it happened when there was three teams with 95 wins, there was no wild card in place, so at least the Cubs and Pirates have something to look forward to.
That's true. I keep telling myself, hey, you know, 3 years ago, the Cubs would have been going home. And 20 years ago, both would have been going home. So I guess we're in the green.
Let's talk about the matchup tonight for the Cubs against the Pittsburgh Pirates in that one-game playoff. It's at Pittsburgh in PNC Park. How do you see this matchup sizing up tonight?
Well, I think it's really easy to focus on Jake Arrieta because he's been absolutely incredible this year, particularly in the second half. Literally, and it's crazy that it's not an exaggeration to say he has been the best pitcher in history in the second half of the season this year. But Gerrit Cole is a fantastic starter, too, going for the Pirates, and he has pitched exceedingly well against the Cubs, including just within the last 2 weeks. So the Cubs are probably going to have to battle him, try and get him out of the game, and of course the Pirates have a fantastic bullpen, so runs are going to be at a premium, and it's going to come down to whether Jake Arrieta can do his thing and hold the Pirates down, and if the Cubs, they've got a really deep bench, maybe they squeeze across a couple runs.
If the Cubs can get by Pittsburgh tonight, how do you like their chances to continue to advance? They'd see the Cardinals up next.
Yeah, actually, really fantastic against the Cardinals. Now, obviously, anything can happen in a playoff series, but the Cardinals have just been ravaged by injuries, and they're going to be going with a really depleted rotation. They're missing some of their younger guys. A lot of their veterans are playing hurt. This is probably as vulnerable as the Cardinals have been all year, and so it's really bad timing for them, but it's going to be good timing for whichever of the Cubs and Pirates come out of this game.
You making any predictions for this postseason, Brett?
I predict that we will all look back and say that this was a great year.
Very good. Brett Taylor from Bleacher Nation, looking forward to the Cubs and Pirates in the Major League Baseball playoffs getting underway tonight. Brett, thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Brian.